the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. The Toyota plants in Woodstock and Cambridge are retooling now to manufacture hybrid RAV4s and put together electric batteries that will power them. So today I'm talking with London Free Press reporter Norman DeBono about the new EV investment and whether the U.S. tariffs are affecting the Toyota plants and others in the region. Hey, Norm, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Rachel. How are you?
Good. Okay, well, let's talk about what these Toyota plants are retooling for. What are they? Are they in shutdown now to retool? What's happening at the moment?
So I think this is a really good and a really important announcement for London region, for Southwestern Ontario, for a lot of reasons. And on the surface level, initially, it's about the fact that we have, you know, the world's largest automaker, Toyota, really making a renewed commitment to its production in Ontario. So they have a plant in Cambridge, a plant in Woodstock. They make RAV4s largely, and they make some Nexus sports utility vehicles, the NX hybrid and the NX gas-powered vehicle, as well as the RX SUV vehicles as well. So this is an important plant. They employ 8,500 people. It's huge. They make more than 500,000 vehicles a year. Much of that is shipped to the U.S. So this is an important industry in our region. And for them to announce that they're going to make RAV4s, which is a bulk of their production, like I said, about 500,000 a year, and they're going to convert all of that to hybrid and not gas-powered vehicles, is significant. It means that they really see the hybrid trend taking hold in the future. Toyota is an automaker that really leads the industry in terms of forecasting. They really know where the market's going and what consumers want. They have a terrific track record there. So that's a very positive indication. And so the fact they're going to make that here, and then they announce, is a really good sign. But now they're announcing not only are they going to make these vehicles here, but the batteries that they now get from North Carolina shipped up to Canada, they're now actually going to send the battery components to the Ontario plants in parts and components, and they're going to assemble them on site. So it means that we're going to have another level of production added to the Toyota plants here in Ontario. So we're going to be a sort of assembling battery packs that are going to go into those hybrid vehicles here. So that's significant. That's a commitment to production. It means that these are important plants. I think it's a really positive sign for their long-term status in our communities. And it also means that because Toyota is making a commitment to hybrid power and to the electrification of the vehicle, that they know that that is where the market's going. That the trend is going to go toward electrification, and they want to be ahead of that curve.
They didn't choose to go full electric. They're doing hybrid, so it's gas and electric.
So, and this is another thing that's really... so. Many automakers have made significant pledges to go EVs, fully electrification. And the forecasts and the predictions and the ambitions of the automakers were far ahead, far exceeded what the market was able to accommodate and what consumers wanted. The uptake on electric vehicles has not been as strong as they forecast, and the sales have not been there. So a lot of them are scaling back their commitment to full electrification. But they're hitting that middle ground of hybrids because that's what consumers are comfortable with. So unfortunately, because they are now scaling back, a lot of automakers are scaling back on their move toward electrification. It's making it sound as though there's been that's a loss in the sector, that in fact, there's no interest in the sector on EVs. That's not true. It just means that the uptake is slower than forecast. So EVs are still selling across North America. Sales are up. Sales are increasing in some instances quite significantly. But they're not as aggressive as the forecast and predictions in the sector. So a lot of people are predicting the decline or the stalling of the EV sector. It's simply not true.
We have seen some other automakers in the region who were pushing for fully electric vehicles, have slowdowns, have shutdowns. Yep. How is that impacting? You know, even though the demand is there, as you say. But not as much as maybe they anticipated.
Not as much as they thought. So again, this is again where the automakers were ahead of what the market was sort of. So Stellantis, the former Chrysler automaker, they had they were planning at their plant Brampton to go with the Jeep Compass, which is an important vehicle for Stellantis because it's an entry level Jeep product, and they're going to go with gas, hybrid, and EVs all at that plant. They have now paused that, but that might have more to do with tariffs than to do with where the market's going for that vehicle. So they're just hitting pause on any kind of production at the Brampton plant because they are unsure of what's happening in the tariff sector right now between Canada and the U.S. In addition, we saw Ford, which has a massive operation in Oakville, their plan some years ago was to go fully electric with Lincoln SUV lines, fully electric. They have now changed that. They're now retooling for a pickup truck production. And of course, GM
Is
is.
that a gas-powered pickup truck?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah. And Cammy, which is making a fully electric cargo van, two versions of a fully electric cargo vans in Ingersoll, is now idled its plant and will in October. And when it comes back in October, it's going to go down to one shift. So because the sales have been so slow of that vehicle. So, yes, there has been sort of a real pause on the electrification in the Ontario industry right now. And most importantly, Honda announced a $15 billion investment in EVs for Ontario. And they have now said that they're going to pause that and review that commitment. Many think they're still going to do it. They just want things to settle out in the tariff market between Canada and the US. Once that gets settled, it may be back on. But there is some concern about what's going to happen with tariffs and trade between Canada and the US for certain. And that is impacting the whole auto sector here as well.
I have so many questions. It sounds like the automakers are ready for EVs, more ready than maybe us
Yeah.
consumers are, but now
Yeah.
they've had to pull back. I guess we don't know when they're going to ramp up again, do we? I mean, maybe if the tariff issue is sorted out and there's more of a formal agreement in place, would that help things, do you think?
Yeah, I think two things have to come to bear for us to really get that back on track. And one is the demand has to increase for electric vehicles. And the second is that the tariff and trade situation between Canada and the US and Mexico has to be sorted out. Now, luckily, I mean, after the G7, Prime Minister Mark Carney announced that there's a 30-day negotiation period between Canada and the US, where they're going to try to hammer out a trade deal. And remember, they're going back in next summer, 2026. To renegotiate CUSMA, which is the North America, which was the North American Free Trade Agreement. So there is some optimism among analysts that both sides want a deal on tariff and trade. It's a question of where it lands, and that's going to be, it's going to happen. It's just a question of when. So a lot of automakers are going to be patient. They're going to wait that out. I don't think it's doom and gloom necessarily. But the other thing that has to happen there is, of course, is there has to be uptake in the sector by consumers. And I think consumers have signaled strongly they're moving slowly toward electrification, but they're very comfortable with hybrids. And that's why Toyota is doing what it's doing. And I think you'll see more automakers transition now, possibly, to a hybrid model or hybrid production and not solely electric.
Is it easier for consumers to have a hybrid? Is it because,
Yeah.
if you get a Tesla, for instance, you got to have a whole hookup installed, right,
Yeah,
to plug in
you
your
do.
vehicle and charge it.
Yeah.
Do you need that for a hybrid?
No, you can plug it into a house outlet or any outlet, and even if it's not charged up, you're fine because
You have the gas.
the internal combustion engine will kick in and operate until you do get it plugged in. So it sort of reduces that concern about long trips, about is a recharging station. I've had friends who have a Tesla, and if they travel to the U.S. or through the U.S., they have to map out exactly where they're going to go and hit the charging stations. Luckily, they can do that. They're fortunate enough to be able to do that. But it's just much easier to sort of, it's an easier transition. When, looking back, it's easy to see now that expecting consumers to jump from a gas to a fully EV, which is much more expensive, and is a lifestyle change because you can't just gas up a car. You have to really plan the plug-in. Maybe it was a bit ambitious on the part of the sector itself. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that we're moving more slowly into it. But I think for London and Southwestern Ontario, the biggest issues are going to be what's the future of our EV production, of the Cammy plant in Ingersoll, of the Volkswagen plant that's now under construction in St. Thomas, of the Stellantis plant in Windsor, which is going to affect production here in London area as well. That's the bottom line. That's the most important thing. And I think if we could talk about that for a moment, I
Yeah,
think the most important
absolutely.
part is that.
I was going to say the one that seems full steam ahead is the Volkswagen battery plant.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not open yet, obviously. They're still constructing it, but I mean, they haven't really wavered on it, on
They
stopping
have
or
not.
anything
And
or
so that
continuing.
plant is scheduled to open in 2027. It's a $7 billion investment with more than 3,000 workers. So it's been made clear because of an agreement reached after in the trade dispute that a lot of auto parts are actually tariff free. So if an auto part complies with CUSMA, the Canadian US Mexico Trade Agreement, it is tariff free. There are no tariffs on it. And it clearly shows that there's belief that the batteries made in St. Thomas, which are going to go down to plants in North Carolina and to Tennessee or South Carolina and Tennessee, will be CUSMA compliant. So that means that they'll be made with enough parts from the US, that when they're shipped back to the US for installation in a vehicle, there'll be no tariff on them. So essentially, the batteries made in Volkswagen look like they're going to be tariff-free. So that is a major headache. That's why things are proceeding, because the customers for the Volkswagen battery plant are in place. And that's Volkswagen's plant in South Carolina, as well as in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And they'll sell to other automakers as well. So that's going to be, I think, a pretty solid market for them. And Stellantis, of course, Stellantis is sort of up in the air with its production in Brampton, but they're making enough commitment for its EVs in other facilities, including the US, that the Windsor plant would supply. I mean, they're slated to begin production next year and start shipping those batteries. So that's certainly going to happen. It's far too long. It's too far along for anything to happen to them. So I think that's pretty much on track as well. Cammy is a different question, though. The Cammy assembly plant in Ingersoll, which is up and running, making two versions of the BrightDrop cargo van, fully electric. It's very expensive. There's been an uptick by some consumers. There's a lot of competition in the sector. It's lower price competition. But there was a lot of discussion last year that Hyundai would also start to make a fully electric cargo delivery van at the Cammy plant in Ingersoll.
Oh, interesting.
And that those talks were ongoing. But when the trade and tariff situation broke up between Canada and the US, those talks were also paused. So that was a blow to GM and to Cammy in Ingersoll. And so they're now waiting for that to get sorted out. And until they're waiting for that to get sorted out, the Cammy plant is idle and will be idle until October. And as I said before, they'll come back to a reduced shift.
So the tariff issue really is making a lot of automakers hesitant to continue business or start any new business for sure.
Well, it's paused things for sure. Like it's paused Cammy. That's the direct blow for London and region. It paused the Stellantis plant in Windsor that makes the minivan. But that production is now back up again. It's paused the Brampton Stellantis operation. But really, that's it right now. And those are pauses, and they're waiting to see how things shake out. So I think it's too early to be doom and gloom on that. I am quietly confident that that's going to work out. It's just going to take longer than we thought, because I think there will be a trade deal between Canada and the US. Remember, when Trump was first elected in his first term, he did the same thing. And there were tariffs, there was a trade issue, and it took 1 year to sort that out after the election, and then it was there. It was fine. So I think we're on that same similar sort of timeline again. So a bit of turmoil, but that's okay. And that's production. So I think we are weathering the tariff storm much better than I thought we would. I thought when it first broke, I wrote stories that were going to lose like 11,000 jobs in the London region. That has not happened. And
Good.
so it's better than it is. And part of that is because of what I said earlier about that CUSMA agreement that auto parts won't be tariffed. So there has not been a real shakeout or job loss in the parts sector, which is very important to Southwestern Ontario. We're a large parts sector.
The
So I think
Toyota plants that we were talking about, Woodstock and Cambridge, they're making hybrid vehicles and the batteries. So how and the batteries are partially using American parts. So we talked about that. How do the tariffs affect the hybrid vehicles? Will that be very similar? Some of those parts are from the States.
the batteries coming into the plants here in Ontario are not going to be tariffed because they're going to be CUSMA compliant. So I think that's what we understand right now. Now, the vehicles that are being sold back into the United States are being tariffed. So, as I mentioned, the Toyota plants in Ontario make more than 500,000 vehicles a year. I think 80, 85% of that production is shipped to the United States. So that's a lot of vehicles being tariffed. But Toyota has not slowed production. They're almost at full capacity. They've shown no indication that they're going to slow production because of the tariff situation. Now, remember, to complicate things further, and I'm sorry for being so obtuse on this, but if a vehicle, there's a 25% tariff on a vehicle made in Canada sold into the United States. But if that vehicle is actually uses a lot of American parts, that tariff is reduced. So an industry standard is that of the 25% tariff, well, actually only about half of it is charged. So if that's true of RAV4s, which I believe it is, this would be about a 12.5% tariff on that vehicle shipped into the US. That's still significant, but the every indication now is that Toyota is willing to sustain that cost. They're not passing that on to consumers. They are, in essence, eating it, so to speak. And they're waiting to see how this pans out to see if they get an agreement on it. So it's not affected production, it's not affected sales.
So Toyota has a
And
lot
it's
of
one.
confidence in the Ontario manufacturing market,
I
automation.
think as a Toyota official said to the Automotive News in an interview recently, they don't have much of a choice. Every plant they have is almost at full production, and there's a demand for their vehicles, and they're selling a lot of vehicles. They're doing very well. So they don't have the luxury of saying we're going to shut a plant down or slow down production or lay off workers because their vehicles are selling.
Okay. What about just the auto sector in general? Have we seen, I mean, not necessarily EVs or hybrids, have we seen a slowdown in auto sales generally in Canada?
2025 looks like it's got off to a pretty slow start compared to what it was in 2024. And again, I mean, I think that because of the tariff and trade situation between Canada and the US, consumer confidence has been shaken. Like, house sales are down too, right? Retail sales are a bit slow. So it's not that there's a downturn in the economy necessarily. It's the fact that consumer confidence has been shaken because of the turmoil and because of consumers hate to not know what's going on. Uncertainty is not good for any economic sector. So the trade situation between that's going on in the world right now that was generated out of the US has caused a lot of uncertainty. Consumers are holding off on major purchases. So I think early indications early in the year were that sales were down this year about 9% compared to 2024. I think we've had a story recently that vehicle production across North America, generally about 15 million vehicles are made in North America annually, that production is going to be down by about 500,000, which is
Okay.
actually, I don't think that bad. Like, I
No.
think I assumed it would have been worse, but
Sure.
I think we'll
I
be able
thought
to
you were going to say
sustain that.
it's down by about half or a
No, no.
third or something. So,
Total
yeah.
500,000 vehicles, it's not too bad. I think we're going to be sustained that.
Yeah.
But also bear in mind that, for those of us who have been watching the auto industry for years, and I grew up in Windsor, I've been, I know the auto, I've sort of been living with the auto sector for a long time. Dips and spikes in the sector are very common. A few years of low sales, followed by a few years of higher sales, it's exactly what happens in the sector. And so I'm not surprised by that, and I'm not concerned about it.
Okay. And when does the Toyota, they're retooling now at both plants, but when do they open?
Well, I mean, the plant's not shut down. They're still producing. They're still manufacturing their vehicles. They're going to be transitioning to hybrid vehicles and to battery assembly on the fly, so to speak.
Okay.
So it's going to be happening now until the end of the year, and full RAV4 production of the electric vehicles are going to be happening in 2026. So
Okay.
by 20 by next year, every RAV4 running off the line in at the Ontario plants will be hybrid.
Cool. Okay. Thank you, Norm. You're a wealth of information. Appreciate that. Thanks for joining us today.
Rachel, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your advice.